But sometimes I do consider the fact that your partner can see something you can't.
When men go into a relationship or friendship with a girl, they may see this woman as a potential partner. Is that true?
And maybe why we're friends, I think we've given each other the egg also.
I mean, obviously, like, your friends give you an egg. That's why you're not dating your friend. You know, your friends are like...
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Men Explain. If you haven't already subscribed to Clarity, please do so right now. Share the love and let your friends know about this episode. Today, it's a topic that we've kind of delved in before. Can men and women be besties? But we're going to address something a little deeper today. Friendship boundaries. Should your friendship change along with your relationship status? In other words, is there a reason for your partner to be jealous of your best friend? Now, to delve further into this today, we've got two real-life besties with us right now, Attica and Hare. Welcome them.
Hello.
Thanks. Maybe you want to introduce yourself to our viewers?
Hi, my name is Attica and I'm a content creator, and this is my best friend, Hare.
Hello, I'm Hare. I run a production house called Subset, and I'm Attica's friend.
And we've been friends for 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years.
Okay, so 5 years was enough to call each other best friend?
Actually, it doesn't matter the time.
Doesn't matter,
it's
right?
It's about the quality.
Yes. The quality of friendship.
So tell me, how did you guys meet?
Well, we met in university in our first year, and we had a mutual friend, and that's how we were introduced to each other. And then we sort of clicked, like our personalities matched, and we joined like the friend group, and then we became best friends.
Same CCA.
Yeah, we were in the same club in uni. We were in track and field. Yeah. So we had the same interests and we took same classes.
Yeah.
So why didn't this become like a relationship?
Oh.
Like, why didn't you guys?
No.
I'm just curious because, hey, you're sitting here, I'm going to ask the hard questions. I'm going to ask the hard questions.
Just go straight into it.
I've been 1 minute.
Girl, have you met me? No, you haven't. Actually, this is the first time.
That thought never crossed my mind. And I was like, oh, why didn't it cross my mind? Oh, I was in a
relationship. Yeah.
For me, it was really natural that we became friends.
Yeah. And she was already in a relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah. Okay. But you were in a relationship, so did your partner find it, I don't know, uncomfortable that you were getting closer to someone of the opposite sex?
No, I think also because in my relationship, we had a lot of friends of other sex. So like it wasn't something out of this world that I made a friend in uni who's of a different gender.
Yeah.
So, and I also introduced him to Hare, so it wasn't...
It was completely open.
Yeah, there was no tension. It was like, oh, it wasn't even like, oh, I met a friend. No, it was like, oh, I'm going to hang out with Hare. Who's Hare? Yeah. It's my friend in uni. Yeah.
And also, I think it helps that we were like in situations where like, it's not that we tried to hang out.
Yeah.
So we had classes together or like we would meet after school because we were going to track.
Like you weren't like in my room.
Yeah.
Alone.
Yeah.
Like we were like dating. Yeah, but towards the end.
Towards the
last few years of our friendship.
Yeah, like you basically already established that it's completely platonic.
But at the start, it wasn't like anything starts. Like, oh, we're hanging out at night. Like some club,
like
some bar.
No.
But you guys talk about everything and anything.
Yeah.
Because I came from a girl's school for like 10 years, right? So naturally, a lot of my very close friends are girls.
Yeah.
I do have a couple, one or two like really close guy friends. You've met one of him, Avery, is one of my very close man friends. But I don't see him as like a guy that I'm going to hook up with or, you know, ever. I hope he's never seen me that way. I'm not sure. Please don't ask him. I don't want to know. But, you know, when it comes to that, I confide in my girlfriends in a very different way than I would confide in my close guy friend. So is that the same for you guys?
For me, it's the same. I was also from a girls' school. Mm. Well, I was in a girls' school for like 5 years in my secondary school. And I do feel like I connect better with females. And there's just some things that you can speak to your female friends that you can't do with your guy friends. I'm sorry.
So what, but that's just it.
Like, what can you tell your girlfriends that you can't tell your guy
friends? Some things that are just more emotional.
Okay.
Some things that I'm just
like, I wouldn't be able to compute.
Yeah.
as a man.
It's like brain jam.
You don't have that neurons working the way we do.
Yeah.
Or the same, like, maybe the same empathy females have for each other.
Yeah.
Or like the same... the way you go about life, the way you see life is very different from a female lens and a male lens.
Yeah.
So there are some things that, I mean, I want to tell her, but like, it's not like I'm withholding it from you. It's just that I would feel more comfortable telling my girlfriend.
Is that also similar? Like stuff that you would tell maybe your bros, you mean?
Yeah, no.
Say like, it differently.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I guess friendships with girls is like different from friendships with other guys, right? So male friendships, I mean, we talk about stuff that I wouldn't talk to Atika with. I just, maybe it's inappropriate or something, but yeah.
Trust me, I know.
Yeah, but then I think female friendships offer a different sort of function.
Perspective,
and
yeah.
Perspective, I think, also Atika said also, like, I think I feel a bit more comfortable or like opening up to her about like emotional stuff that yeah. I wouldn't talk with my guy friends.
You wouldn't mind being a bit more vulnerable.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, because I feel like they don't judge, but with, yeah, but then with the boys, it's like kind of like sweep things under the rug almost. And sometimes like, you know, you would, yeah.
Is it because like you guys don't know how to react when you open up emotionally?
Yeah,
sometimes it's like, I feel the awkwardness in the air when yeah. like guys try to open up, then they're like, mm.
It's like, mm, yeah. Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And then it's
that's
like,
it.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
Yeah, yeah, I noticed okay. that. That's true.
Yeah.
You're not getting the in-depth views.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. It's very, I think like with male friendships, it's very rare. I mean, I have one or two friends that I really open up with and we're really close like that, but I think in general, it doesn't really happen.
Is Atika your only very close female friend?
I would say I have two.
Oh, yeah, okay. Two.
So,
okay.
Like Jasmine.
How about you?
Guy friends, I actually don't think I have a lot of guy friends, actually. I have you. I have a couple, but they are overseas.
So similarly, I feel the same way as you. Like, I still have more female
yeah,
friends.
Yeah, definitely more female friends.
Yeah, definitely more female friends. Okay, so then let's take it to when you guys are dating or in relationships. Okay, I'm sure you've already kind of you've dated while you had this friendship, right?
Honestly, I've been single for quite some time.
Okay.
So I don't date. Yeah, but then it's like maybe like talking to someone, but then nothing serious. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in that process, I'm not sure if you are dating now. Are you currently?
Yeah, I'm seeing someone now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So during that process of dating other people, has it ever cropped up like this friendship might be an issue to your partner?
My friendship with hair?
Yeah.
Never.
Never?
Never. Hair was never an issue. Yeah, it's also because you have to introduce your guy friends to your partner.
You have
to do that.
So previously, I had an ex that was really not comfortable with one of my guy friends. And despite the formal introductions, like we all hang out as a group, like it's truly, purely platonic. But he was never really okay with it. So I don't know what this individual
But why
thing.
Did he feel that way? What did he say?
He just said like, oh, he spent so much time around you. Like, I think he likes you. But turns out that he didn't. It was purely platonic. But I don't know.
Like sometimes though, I mean, this is, you can't have blanketed statements or like, oh, you can have a guy friend, you can't have a guy friend. Or like, guys will never like their girlfriends. It's obviously it's such a gray area and there's so many cases. But sometimes I do consider the fact that your partner can see something you can't. Like your partner can
maybe it's
recuse
a gut feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like if I was dating someone and he had a girlfriend and like I'm reading the girl's cues and I'm like, well, that was something I was doing when I was trying to get with you.
Right.
Then I would know that I'd be able to tell and it would be oblivious to the guy.
Yeah.
So I find it like sometimes it's fair. Sometimes maybe your partner sees something that you don't.
Mm.
And then maybe it's like, oh, by the time like you ask the guy, he's like, yeah, I just saw you as a friend. But maybe at that point,
maybe it was different.
Yeah.
Perhaps. But I think it also comes down to how secure your partner is, you know, because I'm still friends with this person and my current partner is completely fine with him. In fact, they're really close.
Yeah. Oh, that's what happened. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So tell me more. What happened?
So I think and this is such an individual, like human thing, like you connecting with another human being, right? So it just so happened to be that like her partner at that time, we became really good friends and we would even like talk without her in the picture. Like I would text him, you know, on my own accord. So we became friends and it's not just like, oh, I'm texting Atika's boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
It just so happened that we became really close friends and he really trusted me and there were no problems with like, you know, you know, there's a bro code and stuff like that.
Yeah. But okay, what are some boundaries that you would never cross with each other, for example? I have a story to share, but maybe you can answer first.
I think I would never like go out with you super late at night and then not tell my partner. That kind of stuff.
Mm.
Or like, I don't think we're like really touchy, but we like hug.
Yeah.
Like friendship
it's
hug.
It's like normal.
Yeah, like greeting.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't like I wouldn't sit like super super close to you, that kind of thing.
Right. But also like I feel like it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Like why would we be doing that?
It's very natural. Like it's a very friendship, platonic relationship we had. So there's never a case where like, oh my god, I can't cross this boundary. Like no, like I don't behave like that anyway. Yeah.
Well, okay. So then I'll ask you this question: would you travel just the two of you?
We would want to. We've been saying we want to.
Yeah, we've been saying stuff. Yeah,
but would you share a room together?
No, I don't think. I don't think like I.
Think be,
it depends. Like, is
if we're on a budget
bid?
And we don't have money, like, you know, but if they're given a choice, I think separate rooms.
Like ideally, we wouldn't. Mm. Yeah. Just like ideally, it's like I want my own bed. Yeah.
But I'll share the story with you. It's not about me. But one of my very close friends, he actually was attached and he was so sure this girl is like the love of his life. Sorry, was. They broke up. But anyway, so he was so sure, love of his life. But the problem is she had so many male friends, a lot, in this bigger group, okay? They actually went on a trip together, the friend group, without him. So without my friend. So then she goes, you know, the accommodation is kind of limited and I'm going to have to share a room with this guy. Like, which is a close friend of hers. And my friend always had a bad feeling about this guy. He was always like, oh man, this dude is like, I think he's trying to be funny with her or like he secretly likes her or something. And I always told him like, don't overthink. Like, if you trust her, like, maybe she's really, hopefully she's telling the truth, you know? And unfortunately, he was right. That guy has liked her since the beginning of time. And he actually admitted it to her during that trip.
No.
That he shared the room with her during the trip that he shared the room with her.
Like they shared the same bed.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, there's a bit.
I feel like if you share the same bed, you need like a pillow fort.
Yeah, pillow fort. Yeah.
You know, like even with my girlfriends, we have a pillow fort.
You know, it's like even with my girlfriends, I'm like, look, we need to have a vibe check here first. Do you snore? Yeah, so to me when I heard that story, I was like, wow, firstly, I would never share a bit with...
Like, even the girl is like...
It's a red flag, right?
Yeah, she shouldn't have done it.
Bit of a red flag.
Yeah.
Maybe the person's intuition is wrong, but you should still respect your partner's wishes. Like
I wouldn't want my boyfriend sharing a bit with a random girlfriend. That would be so weird to me.
I feel like I'd be okay with that. If I trust...
Really? I trust... Okay with that. It's not that I don't trust, but I just find that whole concept, I don't know, okay, I'm someone that needs my personal space. So I find it difficult to even invite like total strangers into my house. So that's just me.
Yeah, I think I'd be okay with it if I know the goal's not. Honestly, if
okay, this
goal,
is news even to me. I'm like, really?
Yeah, like I've never been placed in such a situation.
Yeah, also.
So I've never thought about it, but like now I'm thinking, theoretically, hypothetically, I would be okay.
I guess it also depends how well you know your partner and like how secure you are in the relationship as well. And it's very like situation based. Like this friendship that we have was very rare, I think. You don't really get that a lot, I feel. So at the end of the day, really, it's like case by case basis.
Mm. It really is. Yeah.
So can your significant other also be your best friend though? You know, if you're dating someone or having been with someone. Can that person also be your bestie?
Yeah, 100%. I think they should be your best friend. But in your best friend, in a very different sense than my girl best friend, for example. Like, they can never replace the friendship I have with my female friends.
Yeah.
But being in a relationship, I think for me, you find friendship in the love. And that's how... Like, you wanna be able to enjoy time spent together. And it shouldn't just be all romantic. I mean, definitely, it's going to be a romantic relationship, but a very important part for me in a relationship is the friendship, is wanting to hang out with them.
To tell that person everything. Yeah. Or that first person, that person has to be the first one to know everything.
But it's also important to have friendship outside of your relationship. Yeah. Like, that's something that you should also have for yourself, for you to have that personal space with your partner as well. And I wouldn't want to say, like, gossip about your partner, like, share your troubles with your partner, but sometimes you just need an outside perspective. You don't want to feel like you're completely overwhelmed by one person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In these situations, have you then ever had to draw any boundaries when you started dating a person?
For me, I would never let someone else kind of, like, choose for me. So if the person I'm seeing or, like, I'm talking to, she's like, oh, you know, why are you always hanging out with, say, like, Atika or something like that? And I'm like, there's no real reason why you should be asking that, you know? I would most probably kind of like drop that that person.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
You feel like you're being put in a position where you're being made to choose between a relationship and your what you friendship. Regard as a very close friendship.
Yeah, yeah. And I think if, for example, my friendship with Atika is important to me, I would want to keep that. Yeah. You know, I think it's important to have a balance, lah. Yeah.
Okay, I mean, you are not wrong. Like, it's always important to have a balance. But I'm curious also, let's say you meet the love of your life.
The and then love. She's like, I big hate Atika. Oh,
okay, God. No. Maybe let's not go. Let's not go to the extent of, like, I hate whoever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But maybe to a certain extent, like, is it okay if you spend more time with me and a little less time with you? Because I know that you guys spend a whole bunch of time together, right? Yeah. Definitely hang out a lot.
Yeah.
So what if it comes to like, maybe I want to catch the premiere of this movie with you. But then you're like, oh, I already made plans.
Oh, but I think I got a media invite.
Yeah, or something like that. Like, would you try and like get another ticket for you?
Okay.
How do you then balance that? You know, if it's a simple ask of your partner, like, oh, but is it okay if we watch this movie together? Because...
Yeah, okay, lah. Then I guess in that situation, then, yeah, in specific situations where I feel like, yeah, you know what, I mean, you're also important to me, right? If you're my partner, if you're the love of my life,
yeah.
Then of course, like, I would want to do that with you, but it shouldn't be like, okay, your life, you cannot be friends with.
Of course.
But in specific situations, I think it's okay.
So it's okay to ask you to strike a little bit of a balance, and you wouldn't take any offense.
I would if she told me that she wanted to hang out with you.
Yeah, you would be like,
I'll be like, hang out with her because I don't want her to hate me because I want to be her friend.
Yeah,
so I'd be like, go. Yeah,
I think both of us, we are quite like. In terms of friendships, we really treasure our friendships. So I think we also want to bring our like significant others into the friend group, hopefully.
Yeah.
I think we always try to like include everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really important to me that my partner meets my friends, my friends, hangs out with my friends.
No, 100%. It's like an ecosystem, right? You can't just like have two separate lives.
Yeah.
So then in that case, you know, I've heard of some theories before that men and women see friendships with different genders differently. So, for example, when men go into a relationship or friendship with a girl, they may see this woman as a potential partner. Is that true for you?
Okay, I think there's some context here is that like I've always been in like classrooms and stuff like that where the ratio is insane.
Oh.
Like, yeah. So
there's way more
girls than guys. Yeah. So, especially when I entered JC, I think that was my first time where like, so maybe like 5 guys in the class and the rest of the
girls.
Yeah, for real. So I had to really adjust into like, okay, based on that theory, right? I can't be falling in love with everyone.
Yeah.
So it's almost like managing managing that kind of like friendships with the opposite sex. And I feel like I've gotten used to it. And even in uni, the ratio was insane. Like our whole school, we would have like 20 guys.
Yeah.
And like the rest would be girls, like hundreds of girls.
Oh my
God. So you would be in like group projects with them. You would be eating lunch with them, but not necessarily you want to, you know, that's not like your, it's not like a potential.
Wait, what course do you take?
Communications.
Media.
Yeah.
That explains it. Yeah.
And you were in arts in JC.
Arts in JC, yeah.
Okay, so then it shows that it's something that you grew into as well.
Yeah,
it's also
the
environment that you're in that has shaped you and opened you up to a friendship like this.
Yeah,
And for you as well, because you were in primarily a girls' school. And then
I took biology in college.
And all the boys?
It's all females. Oh. Biology is all females.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Biology is a female class. Physics will be a male-dominated class.
Okay.
And then I went into communications, and then it's all females. So I've just been surrounded by females my whole life. That's why I don't think I have a lot of guy friends. And maybe I have like, I can, off the top of my head, I have like, other than you, 3 more guy friends.
Okay.
So 4. And they're like, yeah, that's it. Don't think I'll have more than that.
So from a perspective of a woman then, when you look at your male best friends, do you see qualities that you may consider good in a partner?
I mean, I would acknowledge like, oh my God, you're so sweet. You know, I hope you get a girlfriend soon. Because they don't have girlfriends right now.
She's always like bugging me about it.
Oh.
I'm like, relax. I'm trying to...
It'd be so exciting.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
What exactly are you excited about?
To have another female in our friendship.
In the orbit.
Like, how fun would that be?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very subjective because I've also come across people in, you know, back in poly and uni when we were all in big groups and stuff. people get alienated because of their relationships. They end up having to extract themselves from a friend group if there's too many girls there, or, you know, just it just becomes a difficult situation.
Yeah. I've been in a situation where, actually, like, twice.
Yeah.
Where, and I wasn't really friends with them. Like these girls would just be like, I don't know, we just know each other, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they would, like, soft block me on Instagram. And I would not realize, obviously, because it's like you block, unblock, right? So we unfollow each other. So, and then after a while, like, oh shit, I'm not following this person anymore. So I'll ask their friends, oh, what happened? You know, like, did I say something or do something? She was like, oh no, like, the boyfriend told her to, like, do that. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
crazy.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, is it like, because you think, like, oh, am I the problem? But actually, like, when I think about it, I wasn't even close to the person.
Yeah. So they're not even like inner circle level, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. He saw me as a threat, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
take it as a compliment. Yeah, take it as a compliment.
Yeah, but yeah, I think it becomes very awkward, and I don't know how that, you know, I don't know.
It has happened to me. Okay. Actually, one of my closest guy friends, but I wouldn't say he's like super close. With guy friends, it's like you can't be super close. Like for me, that guy wasn't like my super, super close friend.
Yeah.
But we've been friends for so long that it's a very low maintenance friendship, and it was just really chill. Like I don't text him every day. I text him like once every 6 months kind of thing. So I bumped into him at the MRT and I was like, oh my God, you, I won't say his name, you. And then I gave him a hug and then he hugged me. And then his girlfriend was like, hey.
And then she's like, was it him? Holding back. Like,
oh my God, I didn't even know. Like, I didn't even sense the tension.
Oh.
But after that, well, I don't know what happened, such a long time ago. He told me that the girl was so pissed. And the girl was mad and was saying that I was trying to get with this guy. And I was like, I don't even text him. Like, I don't even text your boyfriend who's my friend. I don't text him. I don't hang out with him.
Yeah.
Never hang out with him one-on-one before.
Yeah.
Only in, like, group settings. And I was like, that's crazy. I was like, that's like so out of the picture. And then I went on a trip with this guy and was this guy and a couple other friends.
Yeah.
And then he was sick and I gave him medicine. I was like, oh, you have a fever. Here's some medicine. The girlfriend was saying I was trying to poison him.
Okay.
And like, it's something that trickles down later on. Like in a few weeks, I find out like, oh, the girlfriend thinks I was trying to poison him last week.
Oh my God.
I was like, what? Yeah, I was like, you crazy.
Be like, girl, if I were trying to poison him, you won't even notice, okay?
Well, if I was trying to poison him, no, sorry, I could, that's a job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you wouldn't even notice. Yeah.
Wait, so, but why would you want to poison him?
If you wanted to get with him. Exactly.
That's true. I didn't think of that. And I was like, what is this girl on about? And then he unfollowed me on Instagram.
Oh my God.
But
okay.
I wasn't mad. I wasn't like, oh, why is she like that? Or like, because I know my friendship with him is so chill.
Yeah.
It's so like laid back and low maintenance that he's going to come around.
Yeah.
She might not be around. Yeah. She's going to leave. I don't have to text him. I don't have to like, oh, what's wrong with my girlfriend? Like, oh, let's work this out.
Yeah.
Like, it's
You're
fine.
Not invested.
I'm
You're
not invested in this guy. I think he's my friend. And I was like, it's fine. Like we didn't actually, it was kind of something that came up and then we were like, oh, lol. And then, so...
Yeah, just
in the end, they broke up. And then I was like, you can follow me back if you want. If you don't, it's fine. Like, I don't really... It's fine. Like, sometimes you just have to accept that your guy friends, girlfriends are going to be like that. And they'll come
so
around.
So if I unfollow you on Instagram, just understand. It's
No hard feelings. No hard feelings.
Fine. I will never.
Just having spent the last few minutes with you guys, I can tell that that will not happen between like you're gonna be like, that's ridiculous, guys. Come on, like don't make me unfollow. Like I don't know. But some other people have a different way of seeing it. Like this happened to one of my friends before, and she actually went ahead to block this person. But she did contact the person and tell that person like, hey, like, you know, I think our friendship runs much deeper than social media. So just ignore the fact that, you know, I've had to block you or unfollow you or whatever and just move on. Like, because, you know, we are close enough to know that I don't need to know what you're doing on IGS or TikTok or whatever. Yeah, so that was the way that she dealt with it.
I can imagine, like, the boyfriend's like, oh, you know, like, block all these guys or, like, I'm not comfortable with you following these guys.
Yeah.
And then she blocks them. But then she texts them like behind the scenes, like, oh, actually, my boyfriend made me do it. Like, that's bad as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that, okay, so that reflects badly on the partner. But if you make it your own decision, like, oh, no, I chose to do this because I understand why my partner might have reasons for feeling uncomfortable. I don't know. But it's really, once again, situation-based.
Yeah, so, situation-based, yeah.
Speaking of situation-based, I've got a couple of interesting stories that we picked out to see how you would react to it and how you feel about these situations, okay? And the very first one, interestingly, I actually have a close friend that this exact situation happened to him. It's about gift buying. Okay. I don't know if you've exchanged gifts with each other a lot or
probably.
Like Christmas, birthdays. Okay. So think about the gifts that you guys have exchanged. Am I the asshole for purchasing my guy friend his dream birthday present and outshining his girlfriend in the process? My guy friend Tom has been one of my best friends since college. We're in our mid-20s now and are both currently in committed relationships with long-term partners. I've never had feelings for Tom, and he's never had feelings for me either. Okay. Since college, he's been a huge watch fanatic, and he was showing me a stunning vintage watch and made a side comment if, you know, he could have it, he would die of happiness. Coincidentally, I actually saw the watch. It was very expensive, not going to lie. It was over $2,000. And they're in their mid-20s. Think about that, okay? I decided to get it for his 25th birthday. Because it was 25th birthday and it was $2,500, so I saw it as fate. I do pretty well, so it was something that I felt I could personally afford and wanted to buy for him, knowing how happy he would be. However, on the actual birthday, they all opened up the gifts and his girlfriend ends up going first and she got him a really nice sweater that she crocheted for him and a book that he's been wanting, which I thought was very thoughtful and lovely. Last of all was my gift. When he opened it and saw what it was, he screamed, jumped over a bunch of people, and super squeezed me in a huge bear hug. He also said it was the best gift he has ever received. And this whole time, his girlfriend was staying very quiet. The next day, I got a text essentially from his girlfriend saying that although it was a very thoughtful gift, she felt that it crossed the line and it was lacking awareness. What do you guys feel?
I'd love you, but I'd never spend
$2,000.
Yeah, it's my I turned 25 this year.
Yeah, I'm 25 this year.
And you're like, no. Not $2,500.
No. Like, let's say we
even 250.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say we bring it down, like 250, maybe $2.
Maybe $2.50. Yeah. I'll buy you a coffee.
Coffee thing.
From the Kopitiam.
I find it so crazy. No, there's no way she has no feelings for the guy.
Right?
There's no way. Why would you spend $2,500?
I know, but she's in a committed relationship too.
Why wouldn't you want to spend that $2,500 on your
boyfriend? But what if you have crazy money?
Yeah, okay. So I was thinking about that because this same similar situation happened to a close friend of mine. He was in a very committed relationship with this girl and his friend, very new friend in his life, like less than 6 months kind of friend, but through circumstances, they've had to get closer, got him like a extravagant gift, but it was something that he wanted related to gaming, okay? And his partner, his girlfriend back then, apparently was trying to save up to buy it. But that new friend kind of bought it for him instead.
Well, good for her then.
And she was so, I mean, that the girlfriend was really unhappy about it and felt like it was crossing the line.
Wow, that's tough.
So, however, back to it, maybe that person has crazy money. And then to that person, $2,500 may not mean anything.
Yeah. No, to me, I think this is all about, like, obviously this one event didn't trigger the tension, right?
It could be a series.
Probably, yeah, like undergirding. The tension was already building and stuff like that. I feel like if I had crazy money, I would like, I would buy Atika something and I'm like, bro, you get stuff as well. Yeah. Like, it's a package deal. Like, basically what I'm saying, like, in theory, it's like you manage the friendship in a way that like doesn't seem like it's exclusive.
Yes.
It's together, like, you know, you're also my friend, you know? I just want to... Yeah.
You're right. So I think what I notice in my friends sometimes, they will buy a gift that my partner and I can use or can share. So then it doesn't seem so like...
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, none of my friends have ever spent $2,500 on me. Ever. Yeah. I don't think ever. I cannot count. Yeah. But I think it's fair that the girlfriend was upset. Right?
Yeah, okay. fair.
But sometimes you just... I guess the girlfriend should understand or like should have this prior knowledge. Maybe that guy has crazy money. So it wouldn't be... Or the girl has crazy money. So it wouldn't be so crazy for her to...
Like, it's relative.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. But if I were the... In that situation, if I were the girl that wanted to spend 2.5K on the watch, I would... I
tell
might talk to... Yeah.
Yes.
I might tell the girlfriend first. Yeah. And I'd be like, hey, I'm intending to get this. Do you want to get, like, chip in or get it together? I don't know.
That'd be great, yeah.
They'd be like, less awkward, right? Like, and they opened it in front of everyone... Yeah. I mean,
and also if the girlfriend didn't know that he really wanted that watch, even more awkward. Because it's like, damn, yeah. I don't even know what my boyfriend wants. That kind of thing.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's awkward all around, I have to say. Now, the next one is, here we go. Am I the asshole for telling my boyfriend and his female best friend to hang out less frequently? My extroverted boyfriend and his best friend have been friends years before I had met him. They've always been platonically close. And actually, the girl and I were roommates for 3 months when my boyfriend was away. Lately, he's been spending his Saturday afternoons having brunch with her 4 Saturdays in a row now. They catch up and he tells her things that he can't tell me because he says I sound judgy, which could be true. My boyfriend and I have been living together for 2 years now and our weekday nights are just dinner and TV since we're too tired from our daytime jobs. We barely have any daytime activities because... After their Saturday brunch, my boyfriend and I go out with friends in the evening, and by the time it's Sunday, we probably usually have a hangover or we're doing chores. I'm also uncomfortable with them having so many pictures together of arms around the shoulder or side hugs. I've said before that I don't want to see him post that out of respect for me. He assured me that they're more like siblings and he would never be attracted to her in a romantic way. I can see that they're not flirty and I believe that they're platonic. I found out from a friend that he has posted a side hug picture that he hid from me from viewing it. Now I've shown my jealousy about this to my boyfriend and he says he's tired of the same argument and having to reassure me. But it's important to know that my insecurity also comes from knowing that my friend broke up with his girlfriend of 2 years and after 3 months is now together with his female best friend. So what do you guys think about this situation?
There's like a couple things to unpack.
But I would never even like, I don't know, would we take photos like that and like,
I guess maybe like that or like, but we're gonna be like, oh my god.
Yeah. And for the fact that he hid the photo is
that's
really bad. If you have nothing to hide, then you should.
But like, maybe he's just tired of having the same argument. But then again,
like, it's so bad. It's still such a bad look.
Yeah,
you can't do
bad
that.
Look, yeah.
And you know what? We always find out.
Oh
yeah, female intuition.
Dude, girls are the FBI. Scary.
If we want to find out something, we will.
Yeah,
okay. Just give us
10 minutes. Yeah. We're on it. Yeah. So in this case, then, do you think that her feelings are valid, or is she projecting like what she's seeing in other situations, and she's wondering whether it could be the same in her situation?
Why are they going out for brunch without her though?
Oh yeah. Yeah, okay, sorry, that's weird. Yeah, yeah, that's weird.
Like,
sorry.
That's so weird. You have a girlfriend. You're
and
living
it's like
with the
consecutive
girlfriend.
Weekends.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Yeah.
I would be like, oh, I'm going out with her, come with. Mm. Like, I wouldn't even be like, do you want to come? I'll be like, come with.
Yeah. And I guess that the added context that we have while we were in school was that, oh, we would meet and then we would go to study or like, there was a reason to meet. So I think now that we're out of school, yeah, completely, like, we would invite, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's an open invite. Like, if we were to hang out, it's like,
always an open invite. Yeah. And I don't think we've ever hung out and been like, oh, don't...
Yeah.
I want to just hang out with hair.
Yeah. Yeah, EFX never.
101, no.
Yeah, never, yeah.
Actually, sometimes I've had situations where one of my close male friends is like, I actually just want to hang out and talk to you one-on-one because, like, he has something that he wants to share or talk about maybe that he doesn't want my partner to know about. Not that it's anything got to do with him at all.
That's fair.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's fair. If you're like, my friend wants to tell me something about it, something private, then that's fine.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like...
Like, for example, like, if, say, like, I had some family issues that I need to work out and I want to tell you about, and for if the situation is that I'm not too close with her boyfriend, then, you know?
Well, so I have a story to share. I came into this situation before... it was a complete misunderstanding, but I used to have this very close guy friend that I got to know from like partying and stuff. Like we didn't grow up together, nothing, not from school or whatever, but we just kind of clicked and got to know each other. And at that time, he was having some problems with his then girlfriend. And he would confide in me about it because he couldn't confide in anyone else in his friend group because that girl is in the friend group as well. So the only other person he could talk to about it and he wanted a female perspective was me. So at the time, I was dating this guy that was, you know, a little insecure about certain things. But I think it was a little odd because one of the nights he said, hey, I really need to chat. Can we go for dinner? You know? So I said, okay, we went out, chatted, and I told my partner about it. But that very night, I ended up staying out till like 2, 3 a.m., just spontaneous night kind of thing. The very next day, he texted me and said, Telegram secret chat now. And it was on WhatsApp. I know it sounds a bit sus, right? But he was basically telling me an update about the girl situation that he had. Unfortunately, my partner saw everything on my phone. Like, he read everything on my phone.
Like, he looked into
your phone. Okay, he logged into my phone. Because he's always not... Apparently, I found out later, he's never been a fan of that guy. And he always felt, like, sus about this guy. So he logged into my phone, read it, and he saw, like, the messages, like, oh, no, Telegram secret chat now and all that. It just looks so bad. It looks so bad. But in actual fact, like, the secret chat, which I wish wasn't a self-destruct timer. Because there was a self-destruct timer, and then it looked even worse.
Oh, so he didn't even read the context.
He didn't even read the context, but it just looked very bad. Yeah. And regardless, you know, it ended very badly. That whole situation.
Yeah, that stuff. Oh.
But I just find it so crazy when someone looks into your phone. That's such a crazy thing to do.
I know. But I guess maybe if you have a gut feeling or you feel, I don't know. Not that it's justified, but...
If you are going to look into your partner's phone, you have to be like 100% sure that your partner's cheating on you or like doing something. Yeah. You have to be 100% sure.
Yeah. Ever since that incident, I was like, wow, I cannot have these very suspicious chats. I mean, look, if I give my partner a reason to feel this way, I also feel bad. You know, maybe I could have done something better. Okay, so this is the last scenario. Tell me what you think. Am I the asshole for not wanting my fiancé's best friend to be his best man at our wedding? My fiancé and I recently got engaged amongst a small circle of close friends and family. His best friend said something along the lines of, I have to make time in my schedule to be your best man. And this hasn't really left my mind since. My issue is the following. My fiancé is bisexual. Now, these two friends, they weren't dating or romantically involved, but they've had sex, though they've not since before we met. I'm not jealous of their friendship, and I normally get along fine with his best friend. However, him having someone at the wedding, a man no less, that he slept with, makes me feel uneasy. I really don't know if I'm comfortable with him attending, much less standing up there with us as we get married. Okay, friends, what do we think?
It's basically like having... your partner's FWB
be the like maid of honor or something.
Okay. Wow.
There's a lot. That's a lot.
That's awkward.
I don't know if I would be. I don't know.
I wouldn't be comfortable. No. That would be something I'll be very uncomfortable with.
Yeah, I think I always say this, but it's like it depends on their relationship, like at that point. But also, okay, no. You know what? Yeah,
just
uncomfortable.
The thought that
yeah, sorry.
Had yeah, done no.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so bad.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
before
like
you enter holy matrimony, yeah.
It makes you uncomfortable.
It makes me uncomfortable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree. I 100% agree. But I think when it comes to having like an intimate encounter before or a sexual relationship in the past, do you maintain friendships with any one of these people in your lives?
No.
Never.
No.
It's odd, you feel.
It's.
It's either like after that you become like romantically involved or like a bit awkward to be like just friends.
I don't think I'm gonna bring this up. Like, I don't think you can be friends with your ex.
This is another topic altogether.
I don't think you're
friends. Oh, episode two.
Part two.
Like, it's just so much. There was a point in your life where that person was like someone special.
Yeah.
And then to bring that now, like, so, that's gonna make me so.
It's too. It makes you cringe.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, come to think of it, I don't know anyone that I've slept with or anything that's in my inner circle group of friends right now. Like, no.
Same. Yeah.
Not at all, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a chemical reaction in the brain that happens. No, you can't be friends.
Yeah.
Like,
but do you think friends can be platonic after they've done something like that?
I never thought they could be. Like, at the same time, like, oh, you can't be friends with your ex. But at the same time, I do acknowledge I have a friend who had a really close... was in a relationship for a year. And then she's really close with him now as a friend, but it's so platonic.
Mm.
And I was like, how do you do that? But then I see the relationship and I was like, whoa, that's actually really platonic.
And or maybe it's really like healthy. She's seen everything. I mean, she's experienced it and she's like, oh, this is definitely not what I want.
Yeah, yeah. Like she got the ick somewhere.
And yeah, like, yeah, she got the ick, exactly. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, could be. Could so be. I'm like, that's actually also, you know, it's also
and maybe why we're friends, I think we've given each other the ick also.
Okay, like, wait, yeah. But I need to know this. So
okay. I think in general,
what is the ick?
Oh, I should not have brought this. I don't know.
What's that with hair?
I don't want to say any icks because I have so many.
Huh?
Oh my god!
Because you're my friend.
I mean, obviously, like your friends give you an ick. That's why you're not dating your friend. You know, your friends are like, whoa.
No, I still want to be in the market.
You want to date your friend?
Yeah. I want to be in the market.
Your friends are sexy. Yeah.
Your friends are never like that kind of sexy to you.
No, no. Oh, that's why they're friends.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But she replied to my story yesterday and she was like, oh, hello, mister.
Oh my god. Here
and
we go.
I replied and I was like, we have to keep it platonic for the podcast tomorrow.
Like, now we need screenshots of this.
That's just me hyping you up.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, it's the hype. It's not the I actually think that you're hot.
No. But
same with me as well.
Like, if you're dressed well, I'm like, hey.
Okay. Wait. Girls do that with each other though. That's the thing.
Yeah. That's right.
So we would always be like, you know, girls, I realize, we always be like, you are so hot today. You are, you know.
Instagram comments go crazy.
Yeah.
When I post a photo, nothing. It's like, no. Not even her.
Then you got one.
No. Oh. She replied.
DM.
She won't comment.
She's like, sorry, I can't show it publicly. Yeah. Yeah.
I probably hype you up in your comment section. Yeah.
For girls, it's the comment section always go crazy.
Yeah.
No, for sure. Like, because we want to show love and support, you know?
It could be a picture of the sky and she's like, and they'll be
like
going
great
off.
Photography.
Yeah. Oh my god.
You popped off with that.
Yeah,
so talented. Okay, so to wrap it all up, do you then feel that your friendship should change with relationships? I guess no, right?
No. Oh,
Or a little bit.
I feel like whenever someone new enters your life, your dynamic's going to change.
There will be adjustments,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, there'll be adjustments and
not judgments.
Not judgments, adjustments.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, you know, you lose friends along the way. Yeah. I think it's so normal to lose friends and gain more friends.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, it's almost like, I think life is never like that, right? It's never, you're not going to be the same friends that you had in like preschool and stuff. It's always changing. So I think as you grow older also, like the situation also changes. Also now we're not in school, so actually we see each other less often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, you know, and then our friendship also changes.
Yeah.
But I think it's just about like going through it and not like trying to force anything also.
Yeah.
Whatever feels natural.
Because obviously, when you have someone special in your life, you're going to spend more time with that person and you're going to dedicate the time to nurture your relationship. And that's going to, you have to forego some things. And naturally, it would be, I guess, your friendships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like all the friends I've been with, once they got in a relationship, like they take a little bit of a step back.
Yeah, so
friends.
There's a moment where you slip off the face of the earth a little bit.
I completely understand that because you meet someone new and you wanna see them all the time, you wanna get to know them and you wanna be in that bubble. Like, that's fair.
On that note, I mean, this is just a side note, but also I've had close friends, you know, where our friendship changes because also some of us get into relationships and then some of them stay single. Then the dynamic kind of changes because the single ones would still want to party a lot or
yes,
like,
exactly,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, and it's just something that you have to adjust to, you know? And if I know that I used to tell my partner I was uncomfortable about this one girl that he was quite kind of close to because she was sending him a lot of like gym selfies.
Oh.
In
she was sending...
Even she doesn't send me gym selfies.
Yeah. So
like,
I was
like, you'd be like,
why are you sending me this?
Like, okay, that's kind of weird.
You'd be like, pop off, I guess. Yeah.
You'd be like,
what do I
do? You'd be like, nice background.
Yeah. I'm like, the sky looks amazing. Where are you right now?
Yeah, so I mean, that was just a side note. But
that's crazy.
Yeah. But anyway, actually, we're cool now and we're all friends now. I think, I don't know whether she was just going through a... Maybe she really liked that sports bra. I don't know. She just really liked the outfit. Yeah. It's like, yeah. Guys, thank you so much for being with me on this episode. I had so much fun. And hopefully you guys did as well.
We did have fun as well.
Yeah.
Okay, great. For those of you who are tuning in, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Men Explain. If you enjoyed it, please hit the follow button. We're on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok. That's @itsclarity.co. And we'll catch you next time.